There's continued controversy over Israel's brief reoccupation this week of part of the Palestinian-ruled Gaza Strip. Since the Israeli army pulled out under U.S. pressure, Palestinian mortar attacks have continued. The latest were launched last night at a Jewish settlement in Gaza and at a community farm inside Israel. Israel responded with tank fire. President Bush spoke with Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon last night. Both leaders agreed on the need for restraint. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is in Jerusalem. What's known about last night's conversation between Sharon and President Bush?
Well, the office of Prime Minister Sharon here put out a statement saying that Prime Minister Sharon told President Bush Israel is committed to peace, but its utmost commitment is to Israel's security. And the statement said if the Palestinian Authority did not intervene to prevent these mortar attacks, Israel would have, quote, no choice but to carry out preventive measures. Now, it's not clear whether this means invading Palestinian-ruled areas again, although Israeli officials have asserted they retain this option. And in fact, they did so briefly again yesterday.
Are the Palestinians expecting the Israelis to go back into Gaza?
Well, they certainly say they won't be surprised if it happens, although they've not indicated what they might do if it does. They have, though, made quite clear, Palestinian officials have said, they have no intention of preventing anyone from launching these mortars. One Palestinian spokesman today said the PA, the Palestinian Authority, approves any kind of resistance to Israel's occupation. The Palestinian Authority says it is not launching the mortar shells that radical group Hamas, for example, has claimed responsibility for doing this. And today, apparently, Hamas spokesman says that one member of his group was injured in Israeli tank fire, apparently just after taking part in a mortar attack. When you try to pin them down on what the Palestinians may be achieving by these attacks, which really have not had much effect, they've been landing mostly in empty fields, they're quite dismissive, say this is not the point. They insist the real violence, as they see it, is Israel's bombardment of Palestinian communities, which has been continuing. Tank fire, which Israel says is in response to Palestinian gunmen. Palestinians also very much denounce Israel's ongoing closure. And I should point out that while Israeli troops pulled out of a part of Gaza that they had reoccupied, they have maintained blocking on main roads in the Gaza Strip, which has completely disrupted travel and trade there.
The Israeli army denies that it ended this week's incursion into Palestinian territory because of U.S. pressure. Do the Israelis believe that?
No, they don't. And there are senior army officers quoted in the paper saying this is not true, that they were told they were going in for a longer term and preparing for it. There are accusations that the army simply wanted to cover up, so it didn't look like they caved in to U.S. pressure. In fact, the whole debacle is becoming such a scandal that there's going to be a parliamentary inquiry next week. Israeli press today says a subcommittee will look into the chain of command, who told what, when, and even looking at phone conversations between the prime minister and army commanders. It even seems that Prime Minister Sharon and top army brass are going to be called to testify.
Are any attempts being made to revive peace talks?
Well, the Prime Minister Sharon has recently sent his son for a couple of meetings with Yasser Arafat, though we don't know of any progress from it. Monday, Jordan's foreign minister presented a plan for easing violence and resuming negotiations, but Israel essentially dismissed it. The prospect for talks really seems farther and farther away. In fact, you're beginning to see some criticism in the Israeli press that Israel is demonizing the Palestinian Authority, and specifically Yasser Arafat, so much that it will be very hard for Israelis to ever again consider him a partner for peace. More and more you hear Israeli government officials linking Arafat to Saddam Hussein, contrasting him with Osama bin Laden. Today, one spokesperson even said Arafat's militia groups are backed by Iran. Now, he cited no evidence for this, but it's clear Israel very much sees Arafat as a terrorist, the guerrilla leader that they had to deal with back in the 70s and 80s. And I think that the Israeli military actions we're seeing seem to reflect this.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Jerusalem.